It is time to welcome in none other than Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American, and we like to gather with Ruth, of course, every Monday. Good morning, Dr. Ruth.
Good morning, Marsh. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Ruth.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Monday.
If it's Monday, it must be, what is it? If it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium. If it's Monday, it must be Kent.
There you go.
All right.
So it looks as if the middle school sports program will go ahead. It appears that four out of the five, out of the six, have approved it, the boards. It goes to ABC tomorrow night, and it probably will go into effect in the coming year.
It's going to be interesting. I'm not for it or against it. I think it's got more things against it, going for it, against it than it has for it. But that doesn't mean that it can't be worked out. I just think parents and kids are really going to have to be, and students, really patient, because it's going to, I don't care how well they plan it.
And they've said that. They know it's going to have bumps. But the transportation thing is huge, and that's come up at every single meeting. Parents have had concerns, and
if it fails,
some of the surveys have said the kids, you know, the parents are against it and the kids don't want it. So we'll see what happens when it's pulled out. But as they keep saying, you know, they don't have an alternative because there will be no sports teams in most of these schools. They don't have the numbers.
Well, I think the big thing going against it, and the only thing that's going against it, is the transportation.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a nightmare. And you know what? Parents, this sounds terrible, but parents have enough things going on in their life that they don't have to worry about where their kids are going to practice, how they, it's just going to be a nightmare. So, but I'm, like I said, I'm open to see how they can pull this off. I think what's going to eventually happen is what happened when I went to school, and that is you're going to have intramural teams at the schools, and every once in a while you get together and play games. But if this fails, I mean, I don't see any other way around it, because the kids already meet, and the young students already meet themselves with mixers, social mixers that happen during the course of the year. So it's not like it was before, where kids from Sharon never met kids from North Canaan until they went to the high school. You know, that thing's passed. But, you know, I guess I give them credit for trying.
Yeah,
I really do.
Certainly. And, you know, there have been a lot of reservations. Keith Moon was the one who voted against it at Salisbury, and he had some issues with transportation, kids participating, how much access kids will get. I think he's the swimming coach, if I'm not correct. And he said, it's, you know, there's not going to be able to have swimming at the time they say, because the Hotchkiss kids are there. And there was talk, another fellow, Barrett Prince, talked about the kids who play Hoosie Hoops or U-12 soccer, and they're going to have to decide because they won't be able to play both, so you're going to pull kids out. A lot of things that have to be worked out. And the transportation, you know, some mother said, you know, my child getting home at 7 o'clock at night, a middle school, it's just not going to work. So we'll see. But there are a lot of positives, and they're hoping they can improve skills and give them a more robust sports program. And as you say, we give them credit for trying. They're certainly trying to get this arranged. We're a difficult district to do things in, no doubt about it, because of our geography. So.
Well, we'll see what happens. But like I said, I wasn't for it or against it. There's just so many things that stack up against it that it's, you know, you hope it can work, but I just don't know.
Well, interesting. And the other part is, you know, if you don't participate, you pay.
You got to pay, yeah.
Always a little, rankle to a few people. So.
It's region one. There's always a little quirk like that.
Going into the shared services budget, so everybody pays.
It's like the Fram Oil commercial used to be, either pay me now or pay me later.
There you go.
Over
in Falls Village, you had a very interesting meeting the other night about the encroachment issue of the firehouse in the Falls Village Inn. And there was some strong sentiment there. The firehouse is built 4 inches on the inn's property, and they have been trying to seek a resolution for years now. And Henry Todd, first selectman, just wants to avoid court because he said it's going to cost a fortune, and the judge is probably going to say, "You guys work it out." after all the lawyer's fees. So, but a lot of people were concerned because the inn has put, the inn will give some land if it has restrictions on the use of the building, and people were very upset that the inn could dictate what businesses can go in there. So
now, is it actually the firehouse or firehouse property that's for?
It's the firehouse.
Oh, it's the firehouse itself.
I believe it's a piece of concrete that is 4 inches on the property. Yeah. So they do not want another sit-down restaurant or an automotive shop. And so we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. And the selectmen just want to avoid a long, embattled court case. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then we had the septic meeting in Cornwall, wastewater, excuse me, and that's moving forward. They're going to be applying for a USDA grant, and we'll see what happens there.
All right. We've got the Town of Sharon Historic District Committee meeting tonight at 6 in Cornwall. The Zoning Board of Appeals meets tonight at the Cornwall Library. The Town of Kent, your town, has an Inland Wetlands Commission meeting tonight. The Conservation Commission, that's Sheffield. You don't want to know about that.
I'm not going over the border.
The Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting tomorrow.
Yes, 5:30 tomorrow. Yes.
And there's also a special meeting of the Salisbury Board of Finance this week on the 26th, but it's just to elect officers and the Board of Finance for a two-year term.
And we have ABC tomorrow night.
Yep. That yeah. With the athletic.
It will come to a vote, right. And on Thursday, we have the community Thanksgiving Day luncheon at Pilgrim House in North Canaan.
And we always remind people that that it's absolutely free. This is not, you don't have to be lacking of food to go there. I mean, if you are lacking of food, please go.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's yeah, if you want to go just to have fellowship.
Yeah, and, exactly. And it's a great, I've been up there almost every year, and people just have a wonderful time. And usually Paul and Mooney's on the accordion, and there's music, and conviviality is wonderful. And you're right. You know, it's certainly not just for
joy.
Needy people.
No. It's also joy and warmth.
There's also something going on. There's a Thanksgiving dinner going on today at the Bitterman Center.
Oh, it's there. Yeah, okay.
They have that every Monday before Thanksgiving.
Nice.
So they have that going on, too.
And then Sunday night starts Christmas Festival of Lights in North Canaan. The season is upon us.
Oh, it is. And for you folks in Sharon, don't worry. Here's what's happening on, I think it's the 7th. I think it's at the 7th.
Yeah,
The 7th or 8th. But there's nothing on the green. There's nothing on the green till late spring.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have a ceremony at the War Memorial. They're going to have a tree they're going to put up there, and they're going to decorate and light a tree there. And then you're going to go over to the Hotchkiss Library. The Hotchkiss Library has something going on that evening. So people in Sharon, even though you can't go on the green,
you're going to have to deal with it
for 1 year.
And you can still celebrate.
And you can still celebrate, but just look at the beautiful job they did on the green. There's no reason to go out there and destroy it.
Exactly.
Where's the menorah going?
Same place. Okay. Same place.
Good. Glad you asked that, Joe.
All right.
Okay, so off and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, both of you.
I don't want you to eat too much stuffing now.
I do.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I think you should just...
My favorite is, after everything's over, having a stuffing, cranberry, and turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
What you do is you take the turkey and you put the stuffing on it, and then the cranberry, and you fold the turkey in half.
All right, Ruth, happy Thanksgiving to you and
family. Thank you. You too, guys. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.